The Russo and Steele Collector Automobile Auction is celebrating its 20th anniversary in Scottsdale this year. The event kicks off today. It's one of a handful of auto auctions happening around the Valley right now, including Barrett Jackson and Gooding & Company, among others. Our co-host Mark Brody sat down with Russo and Steele CEO Drew Alcassar to talk about its first 20 years and what the future might hold.
Have auto auctions in general changed over the time you've been doing this?
Oh, yeah. Geez, the last 20, 25 years, there's been some very paradigm dynamic shifts in the marketplace. Some of them are good. Some of them are not so good. Certainly, the values of the cars have gone up tremendously in the last 20 plus years. That's good for the marketplace, for the collectors, particularly those with long-term perspectives. There's been some things maybe that haven't been so good. There has been an oversaturation of the marketplace probably in the last 5 to 10 years.
What has that done? I mean, it sounds like if there are more auctions, more cars being sold, I mean, supply and demand economics would suggest somebody's getting hurt there.
Well, you know, it's my age-old adage that bigger is not always better. More is not always better. I believe who really suffers is really the selling client. To really present a collector car properly, you need to have some time to do that, not only to market it ahead of time at the auction, but also spend time at the auction with the car. And when you're doing that kind of volume, particularly on TV, it requires you to have a car, you know, for a minute, possibly less.
Do you find that the folks who are looking to sell their cars through you, are they people who are really looking to get a good return on their car? Are they people who maybe had the car and for whatever reason can't have it anymore or don't want it anymore and are looking to get it off their hands?
I believe the vast majority of our clients are people that we've had longstanding relationships with. And that also creates a higher level of integrity, in my opinion, not only to the ambience of the event, but also the quality of the cars that are there. There's a number of auctions that will happen during Arizona Car Week that are sort of introductory auctions, great auctions for people to get their feet wet. But I think the vast majority of the Russo and Steele clients are more seasoned collectors.
So yours is obviously not the only collector car auction that's happening in this city around the time that you're doing it. Just a couple miles down the road is Barrett Jackson. But it sounds as though you think there's a market for each, that maybe you guys are doing slightly different things.
No question. I think Arizona Car Week, as that has evolved, has the various auctions that are here, and there's six of us in town, that everyone offers something a little bit different. We have auctions that are very, very conservative, sort of that English, may I have your bids, please, and you are required to raise your bidding paddle. Or you can come to sort of the raucous Russo and Steele auction in the round. And some of it's, again, an extension of my personal enthusiasm. I think, gosh, you know, when I'm buying the 58 Corvette that I've always wanted, I want to get excited about it. I want to be there with my buddies. I want to be on the floor. I want to be hooping it up. I want to be having a cocktail and going, yeah, I want to get, you know, I don't want to be sitting in a sea of chairs with an auction block that's, you know, 10 miles away watching a car on a video screen. You know, that to me isn't, I want to get excited about it. I want to be emotional about it.
So you are obviously a car guy. Like, it's pretty clear that you love cars. You love vintage cars, collector cars, that kind of thing. I'm wondering about the younger generation that in many ways, at least in day-to-day life, to a large degree is doing without cars and not looking to own a vehicle of their own. They're using public transit or bike share, scooter share, whatever. I'm wondering if that at some point trickles its way to your customer base.
That's an interesting question. It's certainly one that's on the tip of a lot of people's tongues now, talking about sort of the millennial impact, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
You know, truthfully, I'm fairly bullish on that perspective. I think collector cars will always have that allure. They will always have that special nature. I think that there is an emotional connection with those types of cars that you simply can't get with no matter how cool your Tesla or Prius or whatever it may be is. And I think that sort of tactability, that emotional connection will always have these cars maintaining a relevance. In addition to that, you know, just look at pop culture. I mean, those cars are still being infused into that pop culture, whether it's remakes of Starsky and Hutch or what have you, even the major manufacturers, you know, they're still making Mustangs, Challengers, and Camaros. Why? Because people have that connection, that sort of association to them. So I believe that collector cars will maintain their health for, in my opinion, till eternity, simply because they are so much fun because of that emotional connection that you can't get with some of the modern options that there are now.
How do you see what you do and how you do it and how Russo and Steele auctions operate, changing, going into the future? And this is 20 years now. I assume you would like to continue doing this for some amount of time into the future. How do you imagine the evolution going down the road from here?
Yes, there's no question. I think another 20 years for Russo and Steele is going to be a wonderful time to talk about our 40th anniversary. You know, our fundamentals have always been the same. We concentrate on European sports, American muscle, hot rods and customs in terms of our core base. For us, I think the thing that's key element is to maintain, again, that sort of integrity, that visceral emotional connection. Many times people will say, Drew, you know, I'm not going to come to the auction because I'm not going to buy a car. I say, no. You're missing the point. It's about coming and enjoying the fun and hanging out with your buddies. Whether you buy a car or not is sort of secondary. At the end of the day, no matter how cool the collector car is, it's just a hunk of metal held off the ground by four pieces of rubber. It's really the enthusiasts behind it. It's the people that tell the stories. It's the ones that had the cars. It's the, you know, my uncle had one of these and, you know, he wrapped it around a telephone pole or, oh, yeah, you know, we used to go park up by the lake in this car. And there's always a story that connects these people. That's the great thing about collector cars. It's a universal language. Everybody can speak it.
How do buyers look at nostalgia, and I guess sellers too, the nostalgia aspect versus the, from the buyer's perspective, not wanting to pay too much for it, and from the seller's perspective, wanting to, you know, make some money off of it? Because it seems like at some point, the nostalgia versus the practical price component would be at odds.
Well, the one element I always try to remind everyone of, and sometimes gets a little bit lost in the headlines when we talk about, you know, certain big high-profile collector cars selling for millions, is that truthfully, this is really just a hobby. And keep that in focus. Do this because you dig it. I don't care whether you spend 10 grand or whether you spend a million. Do it because you dig it. Because if you wake up tomorrow and it's worth half of what you paid for it, if it still puts the same smile on your face, what difference does it make? And until you sell it, that same smile is on your face. And I think that's unique from a business standpoint of view, talking about the practicality of the values of collector cars that you don't see in other investment mediums, whether it's, you know, stocks, bonds, precious metals, jewelry, stones, whatever you want to talk about, real estate, on and on, is that collector cars can create an emotional soul. I think there's very few investment mediums that you can talk about where not only do you get that benefit of parking some money there, but also the enjoyment thereof. So when you sell a car and you say, hey, I paid, again, I don't care whether it's 220 grand or 20 grand, and you say, okay, now I got to sell it for, you know, 16 or 18 rather than the 20 I bought. I always kind of factor into people. I said, well, how long did you own the car? Well, you know, I had it for 5 years. I said, did you have some fun with it while you owned it? Well, yeah, we drove it here and we did that. Oh, it was great. It was a blast. I go, well, you know, that's got some value. So don't discount that. But always remember at its very core essence, it genuinely is a hobby. And you want to make sure that you're making your decisions based upon that perspective.
All right. That is Drew Alcaser. He is the CEO of Russo & Steele Collector Automobile Auctions. Drew, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Look forward to seeing you at the auction, Mark.